Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of February 2017, and this is the 525th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just by the Hobart Rivulet, which is the opposite direction from the one I usually walk in. I've just come to South Hobart for a haircut. My hairdresser used to work just down the road from me, and then she moved a little bit further away, and now she's moved to another suburb altogether. And so this is my first venture to her place, and it's a tricky place by bus. It requires two buses. So I'm happy to say that I was able to walk today and it's not too hot. So it's a really pleasant day to walk. But I've got a couple of pretty steep hills to walk up to get back home again. And as you can imagine, the creek or the rivulet is at the bottom of the first hill. So I'm just about to go up a number of steps. I don't know how many there are, but that's where I'm heading. It's quite this. I used to come on this route when I was at the university, which is a bit further still from where I've been today. And so there are lots of memories here for me of that. It was a good thinking time walking to the uni. I'm just now walking past this blackberry bush. I don't know that you'd call it one bush. Huge mass of nearly ripe blackberries, and I do remember picking them when I used to come to the uni, that I would always have a container for blackberries on my walk there. And just now I'm walking under the oak tree which provided the acorn from which I grew my own oak tree, which is now really high, and something has been done to this oak tree. I think it's been truncated in some way, so it's a lot smaller than mine, which is getting pretty impressive now. So the steps I'm going up are between these blackberries and a field that has just been newly cut. They were cutting it when I was walking down to the hairdresser. And so it's a bit hay feverish. I can sort of feel my eyes. I was going to say twitching, but I think I mean itching. My nose is twitching though, so I might be assailed by sneezels soon. There are a lot of steps. I don't know how many. I'm about halfway up now. But I can see the end, which is good. I think this is probably the worst bit of it. It's funny how walking up hills when I'm in the bush, they don't feel quite as steep as when I'm walking up on concrete. Although this would be pretty steep. If there weren't steps, it would probably be steeper than most of the hills going up to Knock Lofty. I'm nearly at the top. I'm nearly at the top of the steps. It's not the top of the hill yet, but that's a good start. I'm actually on my way home. I'm going to go and pick up a treat. On Sundays, I go to the farmers market in the morning, and there's a stall where they sell Indian takeaways. A really very delicious Indian takeaway with local flavour. Sometimes they have wallaby meat. I often get a couple of serves, and they give me four meals during the week that I don't have to cook myself. And yesterday when I went to get my food, they asked me whether I would like any of their spare curry juice, because they had too much. They make these little puffs, and so they need to kind of make the contents quite dry so that the puffs don't get soggy. And so they've got all these really delicious juices, but can't really use it. So they're going to give me a couple of containers of juice so I can make soups and things out of it. And I was thinking that it was going to be a bit tricky trying to pick it up without a car, and because we're not really on the same route, but because I'm here going to the hairdressers, or coming back from the hairdressers, I can walk past their house. So I'm going to stop off there, and it'll be a nice little break halfway home. Mondays are usually my day off, because I work on Saturdays, and actually I was working most of Sunday yesterday. I'm trying to get Murmurs of Mole finished, which I did, but at the moment I'm finding I don't really want to take days off, or maybe it's that I would rather be doing the things I'm taking days off from than the things I maybe ought to be doing when I take days off. So I think this morning I spent dawdling for most of the time, except I had a little job offer which I needed to think about, so I did work on that as well, and there's been so little work around recently, it's really nice to know that there are sometimes going to be something, bits and pieces out there. So I'd sort of put my mind to that. Gosh, there seem to be an awful lot of chainsaws around at the moment, or other machines of different kinds. It probably wasn't a chainsaw, but a circular saw. I'm just having a breather here because from where I'm standing now, I have a view of Mount Nelson, which I don't see from my house. Mount Nelson, and then across the river, so I can see lots of sailing ships and some land the other side of the estuary. It's quite a lovely spot, and it's walking down to it, of course, you really appreciate it. So I'm just going to walk backwards for a bit so that I can appreciate it coming the other way, and so that I'm not facing the hill, which is always a bit daunting. There's a great big truck going round. I can see now where the machinery is. There's a house being built at the back of another house, where I'm just passing. There's an awful lot of hill. I mean, I can see that there's a lot of hill. I can see from here where I came from. And it's certainly down below. I'm extremely grateful that it's not hotter than it is. When I get home, I'm going to have a cup of tea and do a crossword, I think. And I'm also listening to Gerard Doyle reading one of Adrian McKinty's books. So I might have a listen to that. I really think a bit of a sit down. It's a very gripping thing that I'm listening to, so it's quite hard to just listen to short amounts. So I think I might need to put my pinger on to listen to it, so that I don't get too absorbed before I go down to ringing practice. I need to prepare for that quite a lot, because we've got a concert coming up. So that's where I'm at today, huffing and puffing on my Monday off, and looking forward both to seeing where these people live and having a little stop there, and looking forward to the cup of tea that I have when I get home. I hope you had a fantastic weekend, or if not fantastic, I hope you had a pleasant weekend, or a comfortable weekend, or a creative weekend, or an uplifting weekend. If you didn't, I do hope that today is a better day, and that you can find at least one small thing that gives you a lot of pleasure. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.